Companies of Angels Watch. Angels are stationed about those who have kept the word of Christ's patience. They have witnessed their distress and heard their prayers. They wait the word of their commander to snatch them from their peril. But they must wait a little longer. The people of God must drink of the cup and be baptized with the baptism. Yet for the elect's sake the time of trouble will be shortened. The end will come more quickly than men expect. Though a general decree has fixed the time when commandment keepers may be put to death, their enemies will in some cases anticipate the decree and endeavor to take their lives. But none can pass the guardian stationed about every faithful soul. Some are assailed in their flight from the cities, but the swords raised against them break as a straw. Others are defended by angels in the form of men of war. In all ages, celestial beings have taken an active part in the affairs of men. They have accepted the hospitalities of human homes, acted as guides to benighted travelers, opened prison doors, and set free the servants of the Lord. They came to roll away the stone from the Savior's tomb. Angels visit the assemblies of the wicked, as they went to Sodom, to determine whether they have passed the boundary of God's forbearance. The Lord, for the sake of a few who really serve Him, restrains calamities and prolongs the tranquility of multitudes. Little do sinners realize that they are indebted for their lives to the faithful few whom they delight to oppress. Often in the councils of this world, angels have been spokesmen. Human ears have listened to their appeals, human lips have ridiculed their counsels. These heavenly messengers have proved themselves better able to plead the cause of the oppressed than their most eloquent defenders. They have defeated and arrested evils that would have caused great suffering to God's people. With earnest longing, God's people await the tokens of their coming King. As the wrestling ones urge their petitions before God, the heavens glow with the dawn of eternal day. Like the melody of angels' songs, the words fall upon the ear, "Help is coming." Christ's voice comes from the gates ajar, "Lo, I am with you. Be not afraid. I have fought the battle in your behalf, and in my name you are more than conquerors." The precious Savior will send help just when we need it. The time of trouble is a fearful ordeal for God's people, but every true believer may see by faith the bow of promise encircling him. The redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. If the blood of Christ's witnesses were shed at this time, their fidelity would not be a testimony to convince others of the truth, for the obdurate heart has beaten back the waves of mercy until they return no more. If the righteous were now to fall a prey to their enemies, it would be a triumph for the prince of darkness. Christ has spoken, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity." Glorious will be the deliverance of those who have patiently waited for his coming and whose names are written in the book of life.